news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald Trump did not have a very good Wednesday. Reports say the Orange Menace began the day in a foul mood, which circumstances only made worse. The day started with Nancy Pelosi meeting with the House Democratic Caucus to deal with the growing calls for impeachment, this before her scheduled 11 a.m. meeting at the White House to talk infrastructure. She emerged from that meeting to say this.
For some reason, maybe it was lack of confidence on his part that he really couldn't match the greatness of the challenge that we have, wasn't really respectful of the Congress and the White House working together. He just took a pass, and it just makes me wonder why he did that. In any event, I pray for the President of the United States, and I pray for the United States of America.
So Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer then went to the White House for their big follow-up infrastructure meeting with Individual One, ostensibly to hash out a $2 trillion package. But Dump had different plans. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer was there and described what happened.
When we walked into the cabinet room, it was different. The curtains were drawn on the windows looking out on the Rose Garden, so we could not see outside the room. The president was about 10 minutes late coming in, and what I noticed is there was no chair set for where he regularly sits. So there is no doubt in my mind that this was a show with no go on infrastructure. And then the president walked in 10 minutes late, stood at one end of the cabinet table closest to the door leading to the Oval Office, and said, Nancy Pelosi has accused me of cover-up. There is no cover-up. I'm not covering up. And therefore, I'm not going to proceed. I'm not going to go through this meeting. And essentially, he then turned on his heels and walked out.
After Don the Con stormed out of the cabinet room, he went straight to the Rose Garden, where the press had been summoned. It had been billed as an impromptu appearance, but it was fully choreographed, complete with a printed graphic outlining the costs of the Mueller probe adorning the lectern and available as handouts for the media. That's when Trump announced that he would not perform his duties as president of the United States as long as the Democrats were investigating him. He began his remarks by feigning outrage that Nancy Pelosi said he was engaging in a cover-up.
So I came here to do a meeting on infrastructure with Democrats, not really thinking they wanted to do infrastructure or anything else other than investigate. And I just saw that Nancy Pelosi, just before our meeting, made a statement that we believe that the president of the United States is engaged in a cover-up. Well, it turns out I'm the most, and I think most of you would agree to this, I'm the most transparent president probably in the history of this country. On a witch hunt, on a hoax, the whole thing with Russia was a hoax as it relates to the Trump administration and myself. And instead of walking in happily into a meeting, I walk in to look at people that had just said that I was doing a cover-up. I don't do cover-ups. You people know that probably better than anybody.
Yeah. Stormy Daniels, Karen McDougal, and a canceled $130,000 check beg to differ, but I digress. Back to the Rose Garden, where Trump spoke of himself in the third person, lied about his accomplishments, smeared Mueller's team, and lied about their conclusions. And peppered throughout his incoherent ramblings were Trump's threats that he won't engage in anything as long as the investigations continue.
And I walked into the room and I told Senator Schumer, Speaker Pelosi, I want to do infrastructure. I want to do it more than you want to do it. But you know what? You can't do it under these circumstances. So get these phony investigations over with. This meeting was set up a number of days ago at 11 o'clock. All of a sudden, I hear last night they're going to have a meeting right before this meeting to talk about the I word. The I word. Can you imagine?
In remarks to the press afterwards, Pelosi and Schumer both suggested that Trump had no infrastructure plan or clue as to how to pay for a $2 trillion project, as he had promised for this meeting. So he concocted the stunt as a distraction. On Wednesday night, Pelosi sent a letter to her colleague saying, quote, sadly, the only job the president seems to be concerned with is his own. He threatened to stop working with Democrats on all legislation unless we end oversight of his administration and he had a temper tantrum for us all to see. If that wasn't bad enough, the rest of Trump's day continued its downhill slide. New York lawmakers voted to turn over Trump's state tax returns to Congress, and Governor Andrew Cuomo vowed to sign the bill. A second federal judge ruled that Deutsche Bank and Capital One had to turn over records of Trump's business dealings to congressional investigators. And the Department of Justice and House Intelligence Committee agreed to a deal to allow the public to see more of the unredacted portions of the Mueller report and its underlying evidence. Stay tuned. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. For more information, visit NicoleSandler.com/donate.